Fine. My name is Barry Colford and I'm the Chief Engineer and Bridgemaster at Forth Road Bridge. Well, in the early hours of Sunday morning, we have a team going up to erect what we call headworks to allow us to erect a cradle to eventually inspect the cable up at the southeast main tower. It's way up above the heads of our users, and it's a fairly difficult place to get to. That's part of the works on Sunday morning. We have to close a carriageway because we're working right above the heads of the users and above traffic, so for safety reasons we close one carriageway while we're up there. Well, we're going into contraflow, so there'll be a lane going north and a lane going south. We'll close the southbound carriageway, but the northbound carriageway will take a contraflow. We'll start the contraflow about 3 o'clock in the morning and try and get the traffic management out for first light to enable us to get up on the cable round about 5 a.m. We do it at that time so that we minimise disruption to users. Well, and all of these things that we'll try and get the thing done as quickly as possible. We're hoping to be off the cable by 9 a.m. In the morning. That's 9 in the morning, and then start lifting the traffic management. Then, if you plan to cross the bridge in the morning, say between 8 and 11 o'clock, you may expect some delays. But we're hoping to start pulling the traffic management off after 9 a.m. Hopefully, we'll be completely cleared by 11 a.m, but you should expect some delays if you're travelling either north or southbound. What I would urge our users to do is check our website or the Traffic Scotland website just to see what the delays are like. If you can possibly postpone your journey until the Sunday afternoon, then I would do so. If you do have to travel, check our website or Transport Scotland's, Traffic Scotland's website, and either to check what the queues will be, and you may wish to either use public transport or seek an alternative route if the delays are significant. No, I think that's it, Steve. That we haven't really said why we're doing it, but Okay, the reason we have to get up there, we've experienced an increase in wire breaks, which are detected from our acoustic monitoring system, which is working sort of 24/7. So we really need to go up and investigate and see what the cause of these wire breaks are. Well, I know it does sound a bit scary, and we have 11,618 wires in each of the cables. We have, when I say we've experienced an increase in wire breaks, we have been monitoring the cables since 2006. There have been 24 wire breaks since January, which is not a significant number when you look at the total number, but it's given us some cause for concern, and we need to go up and have a look just to establish what the situation is with the cable. But there's no issue with safety, perfectly safe to crossing Forth Road Bridge. It's due to the condition of the cable. We now dehumidify the cable, pass dry air through it to try and reduce corrosion and stop wire breaks happening. But we always knew there would be a risk of some future wire breaks, which the corrosion is already there, and we can't stop them happening. What we're trying to do is slow the wire breaks down by dehumidification. So it's conditions of the cable. It's the environment. Unfortunately, it's a very wet environment round about the 5th or 4th, and that causes corrosion in the cable. Well, it will, but less traffic obviously means less load in the bridge, but 86% of the load in those cables is due to the weight of the bridge itself, so there's not a significant amount of traffic load that the cable carries. It's the bridge is actually mainly carrying its own weight, rather than there's only a small amount of traffic load in the cable. Nope, I think that's it, Steve. Okay.